It's time for Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Coming up today, we'll visit with Fairfield Mules girls basketball coach Tanya Conrad. Dave Rigg talks with Edwards County Lady Lions basketball coach Jonathan Hinton. And we'll check all the local scores and the local schedule for you. It's all coming up on Sports Talk this morning. Here's Derek Dunn.
And a good Saturday morning to you here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. I'm Derek Dunn, the host of Sports Talk. Great to be with you here on this Saturday morning, here on this November 10th, 2018. Before I get started, I just want to say thank you to all the veterans out there. It's Veterans Day is on Sunday, November 11th. We appreciate you and appreciate your service. Well, it's a big weekend of high school sports. Grayville, they actually just started playing at the Bloomington Normal at Redbird Arena in the Class 1A State Volleyball Tournament. Also, quarterfinal day in the IHSA football playoffs will be round three of that. Plus, girls high school basketball, that starts up soon. In fact, it gets underway Monday around the state. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back following these words.
At F&B, we're always keeping your best interest in mind, and now we're offering Ever Alert, a notification system that keeps you updated on recent debit card transactions. Sign up for notifications at any F&B location to receive a text or email within minutes of your debit card transactions. And the service is free to all F&B debit card holders. Have questions or want to sign up? Give us a call at 842-2107. F&B, member FDIC. Wireless carrier text message rates or charges may apply.
Vaughn's Tire is introducing the next generation of touring tires, the all-new Yokohama Avid Ascend GT. Its asymmetrical tread design and all-new tri-blend compound technology deliver extraordinary handling and ride characteristics, including powerful braking on wet and snowy roads and a remarkably quiet ride. And with a 65,000-mile tread wear warranty and 30-day trial with satisfaction guaranteed by Yokohama, the Avid Ascend GT is your next tire. Vaughn's Tire is located south on Route 45 across from Casey's in Fairfield. Call 842-3500.
At Napa Auto Parts in Fairfield, buy your windshield wiper blades and Napa will install them free. Napa has a bigger, whole new inventory of heavy-duty parts for semis and tank trucks. And they offer custom-made hydraulic hoses up to 2-inch 4-wire. You get over 100 years of experience from Brent, Jalen, Derek, Steve, and Nolan at Napa Auto Parts, 123 West Delaware in Fairfield.
Get the good stuff. Napa, get the good stuff.
Do you have a photo you cherish? Let Fairfield Printing and Graphics help share your favorite digital photos in a big, beautiful way by giving canvas prints as gifts to family and friends. At Fairfield Printing and Graphics, you can turn baby and family portrait, engagement and wedding photos, memorable vacation shots, and much more into stunning canvas pictures that anyone would be proud to display in their home or office. Go to Fairfield Printing and Graphics at 5 Williamson Drive for whatever you need, or give them a call at 842-4048.
Girls high school basketball begins Monday around the state. Mark Turner caught up with Mules coach Tanya Conrad this week.
I am talking with FCHS girls basketball coach Tanya Conrad. And Tanya, entering your 12th year here at FCHS.
Yes, this is my 12th season as head coach, and I'm very excited to get this season underway.
Got a lot of young kids on the team, but you're led by some very key seniors this year.
Yes, we have four seniors back, and we've got two juniors, and then we've got sophomores that have had significant varsity minutes, so I'm excited about this group.
This is a team this year I think can make a lot of noise as they move throughout the year. They're very talented.
Yes, and they're, like I said, they're about competing. They love the game, and they want to win, and they want to win at whatever cost. There's definitely not a me attitude, it's a we attitude, and it's exciting and great to coach.
Let's talk about some of the key players for this year. Who do you think is going to be the team leaders?
Mackenzie Conrad and Kenzie Kolak are back, and they've had a ton of varsity experience along with Rachel Jennings as my seniors. Abby Lewis is my other senior who had got significant varsity minutes toward the end of the season last year. So those are my four seniors. Lainey Milner is back as a junior who had some, you know, varsity minutes last year as well. And then my sophomores and Kylie Stewart, Leah Bowers, Kobe Sutton, they had, again, significant varsity minutes as freshmen last year who are back on the roster. So, like I said, and you throw Brittany Titzer in there as well, who came in off the bench and gave us some key minutes, you know, handling the ball and does some great things. So I'm just super excited about this group and just to see what they can do moving forward.
And you've got a very competitive schedule this year.
Yes, we do. We really amp up our schedule just, you know, to get us prepared for postseason play. You know, we go to Robinson for our holiday tournament at Thanksgiving and have great competition up there. You know, taking the kids down to Kentucky, that's just two very, very competitive ball games we play down there. And you know, we added Newton to our schedule this year, North Clay. You know, so just a lot of our non-conference games are super competitive, as well as our conference is going to be a very tough conference playing in this year.
I was going to mention the Black Diamond Conference, competitive this year. Who do you look for as teams to beat?
Edwards County is going to be very good. Hamilton County is very good on our side of it, as you know, with the girls. But you know, all of the teams on our side of the BDC is very, very competitive. Carmi's better, Johnson City, El Dorado. So it's going to be a tough conference and it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top, because it could be any of us, you know, just who brings it that night and what happens. It could be a very tough decision and come down to those last few games to decide conference champion this year, so it's exciting.
And you start things off on the 20th at Forum.
Yes, and they're, you know, always a good ball club, always well coached, so excited to go up there this year and get the season started.
All right, Coach, appreciate it, the visit. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Tanya Conrad, this is Sports Talk on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. We'll be right back.
We're your hometown bank with hometown pride. Hi, this is Michelle Garner, serving you as loan officer and branch manager of the Fairfield Banking Company. We're locally owned and operated, which means our heart is where it belongs, in the communities we serve. Our decisions are local, our concerns are local, and our priorities are you, our customer. Come in and let our friendly team with 137 years of banking experience assist you. We're the Hometown Bank's member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
Do you dread shopping for a car and dealing the big city way? How about trying Le Mans Chevrolet Chrysler in Fairfield, Illinois? Le Mans offers new Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles in one convenient location. No high-pressure tactics and no fast talking. Just good old-fashioned respect for the customer's needs and wants, a comfortable atmosphere, and Le Mans will save you money. We're easy to find. I-64 to the 110 exit, 9 miles north in Little Fairfield, Illinois. Look us up at LeMansOnline.com or give us a call at 618-842-4995. You'll like the way we do business.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital Urgent Care now provides convenient treatment for minor illnesses and conditions on a walk-in basis 7 days a week in the Medical Arts Complex, Suite E. This is Physician Assistant James Hopper, and on behalf of the Urgent Care team, we are here for you when your family needs urgent medical attention. Urgent Care will allow you a more affordable and efficient alternative to an emergency room visit. We are open Monday through Friday, 8 until 8, and Saturday and Sunday, 8 until 5, in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Medical Arts Complex, Suite E.
Putting off planning for your future? We get it. You know you're supposed to plan for retirement early. You know you're supposed to plan for things like going back to school and sending your kids to college, but do you? If you do, we can help you stay on track. If not, don't feel bad. You're not alone. At Country Financial, we're here to help you create a solid plan based on your unique situation and goals with products and services that can help keep you on track. I'm Steve Thompson, your local Country Financial representative. Give me a call today at 456-2309 to get started.
Welcome back to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning. Hey, I want to go ahead and take a look at the local sports scores from yesterday in the high school volleyball state tournament at Class 1A. It was Newark over Grayville in two games, 25-8 and 25-15. Hartsburg-Emden over Decatur St. Teresa in two games, 25-17, 25-14. Class 2A, Pleasant Plains over Champaign St. Thomas More in three games, 25-22, 22-25, and 26-24. Galena over Nashville in two games, 25-14 and 25-2. We'd like to mention that Fairfield Community High School, they're going to be having their football, cheer, and volleyball awards programs on Monday. Football and cheer will take place at the high school. A meal will be served in the cafeteria beginning at 5:30 p.m. with awards presentation at 6:15. Now, the volleyball awards program is going to begin with a meal at 6:15 p.m., but at a different site. It's going to be held at the Journey in Fairfield, the Journey located on Leninger Road. Taking a look here at national sports scores from yesterday, NCAA men's basketball action. Number 2 ranked Kentucky over Southern Illinois, 71-59. 6th ranked Tennessee over Louisiana, 87-65. It was 7th ranked Nevada over Pacific, 83-61. 8th ranked North Carolina over Elon, 116-67. 11th ranked Auburn over 25th ranked Washington, 88-66. 12th ranked Kansas State getting past Kennesaw State, 56-41. An upset yesterday. Buffalo, they topped 13th ranked West Virginia, the Mountaineers, 99-94. It was 14th ranked Oregon over Eastern Washington to blow out, 81-47. 15th ranked Virginia Tech, no trouble at all against Gardner-Webb, 87-59. It was 18th ranked Mississippi State, knocking off Austin Peay, 95-67. 21st ranked UCLA over Long Beach State, 91-80. 22nd ranked Clemson, they knocked off North Carolina Central by 20. Final score there, 71-51. 23rd ranked LSU over UNC Greensboro, 97-91. NCAA football action, 13th ranked Syracuse over Louisville, 54-23. And an upset yesterday, actually, Boise State, unranked Boise State, they knocked off 23rd ranked Fresno State in a close one, 24-17. I want to go ahead and mention the NHL scores from last night. St. Louis Blues beat San Jose 4-0. Other NHL scores, it was Toronto over New Jersey 6-1. Also Columbus over Washington 2-1. In overtime, it was Detroit over the New York Rangers 3-2. Meanwhile, the Winnipeg Jets over the Colorado Avalanche 5-2. Minnesota over Anaheim 5-1. NBA scores from last night. It was the Indiana Pacers over the Miami Heat 110-102. The Chicago Bulls had the night off. Other scores in the NBA, it was Orlando over Washington 117-108. 76ers of Philadelphia knocked off Charlotte 133-132 by 1 point in a throwing game. Also Detroit beat Atlanta 124-109. It was Brooklyn over Denver, 112-110 in a squeaker. Meanwhile, Utah edged Boston, 123-115, and Sacramento over Minnesota in Western Conference action, 121-110. So those are the scores there for you on both a local and national scale. Well, the Lions, the Edwards County Lady Lions, Edwards County High School girls basketball, they're looking good this year. All 5 starters are coming back. Dave Riggs spoke with Lions coach Jonathan Hinton.
All right, we're talking now with the Edwards County Lions head basketball coach for the girls team, Jonathan Hinton. Jonathan, how's practice going so far?
So far, so good. We've had a couple slow here recently, but that's probably because we've been running them so hard the last couple weeks. All right, but I'm looking forward to stuff. For the most part, they're working really hard for me.
Well, now you've been doing double duty here then, because you were a coach or an assistant coach on the football team. And that was still going on while you had girls' practice going on.
Yeah, it was the best stress that I've ever had in my life. I went to football practice until about 5:30, and then the girls were kind enough to practice late. You know, they didn't really have a choice, but I say kind enough. And then we practiced till about 7:30, so I've been working some 12-hour shifts. So if anybody sees my wife, thank her and tell her she's awesome for letting me be gone so much.
All right, Jonathan, we'll talk about the girls on this year's team individually a little bit later on, but there seems to be quite a bit of optimism about this team this year because of all the players you've got coming back.
There can be. We returned 5 starters from last year, and we were 18-10 last year, and we're pretty disappointed. Flora played really well in the regional semis to knock us out, and they played well, and they deserved it, but we were pretty disappointed. Thought we might have been able to play Mount Carmel there in the championship and make ourselves to the first regional championship game in a long time. So it's up to the girls. If they want to work hard, they can go as far as they want.
Now, of course, we're playing in the Black Diamond Conference. Who do you think is likely to be our biggest challenge for the championship of the Black Diamond Eastern Division?
Probably my best guess would be Hamilton County. They had a pretty strong season last year. They returned a lot of people. But you can never count Fairfield out. They're really well coached, got a big squad. They're returning some people, too. It should be pretty competitive basketball all the way around.
All right, let's talk now about the individual players you've got this year. You mentioned you've got several back, so let's start with the big girl, Malia.
Malia came back. She made it to All-State last year, fourth team All-State last year. She should be big. I expect her to try to own the game a little bit more this year as her confidence has grown a little bit. But big thanks from her.
Who are we going to see as forwards this year?
Probably Camille Cowling. She'll be the other forwards. I tend to favor more 4 guards, but that other one's probably going to be Camille Cowling. She's long. She's got length. She's been working really hard as far as attacking and doing stuff like that. She's got a real point to prove this year, and she's playing like it.
So then who are the backcourt girls?
Jenna Schnepper, Kaylin Nelson, and Maddie Howd all return. All have good basketball experience. Like I said, all of them started last year. Maddie's second year at point guard. Kaylin's third year starting. This will be Jenna's second year starting. So it should be, we should have some good guards, good ball handling. Hopefully not see the turnover bug too much.
What about the JV team this year?
They'll be pretty strong too. This will be... It's got a little bit more depth, a little bit more talent than last year, and there's some fighters too. I think there's, I can't tell you for sure, but I think there's 7, 8, 9 freshmen that came out this year, and all of them like to compete, and a lot of them were here this summer doing good things. Some of them went to our varsity shootouts. You'll probably see a couple in some varsity games early on, because I trust them, and they're playing pretty well.
So from what you've said so far, my guess is you're pretty optimistic about this year's team.
So far, things change quickly sometimes, and it's like I said, the girls are working hard for me. If that ever changes, then you know how that goes. The season can go pretty quick, but as long as they work hard, they can do exactly what they want to do.
Well, Jonathan, we appreciate you talking with us here today for the Sports Talk program on Saturday morning, and we'll look forward to you coming up after every game to have an interview after the game.
Absolutely. I can't wait.
And that was Dave Rigg talking to head coach Jonathan Hinton of the Edwards County Lady Lions basketball team. The Lions, they open up their 2018-2019 season Monday at Wayne City. You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'll take a look at the schedule next.
Better meals begin with the help of Farmers Packing, east of Albion. Deer processing season is here and standard cut is only $70. They will take boneless or field-dressed deer. Farmers Packing accepts donated deer with confirmation number to help those in need. If you're not a hunter, they have plenty of pork loins and fresh-cut T-bones for tonight's meal. Many other quality meats and cheeses are all available. Call now or stop by Farmers Packing in Albion.
Sporting events are a huge part of our community. United Mutual Insurance Company and Farm Mutual Insurance are proud to support all of our local sports teams. Join them in cheering for local student athletes as they work hard both during the game and at school. If you want a strong insurance team working hard for you, give United Mutual Insurance Company a call today at 445-2306 and get a competitive quote for all of your insurance needs.
Carrier has a complete line of home heating products to keep your family comfortable this winter without burning your budget. With smart temperature management and remote access options, it's easier than ever to control your home's climate. And Carrier energy efficient systems can help reduce utility bills without sacrificing comfort. For more complete comfort and greater peace of mind, turn to the experts at Carrier. Call Sam or Kara at Complete HVAC and Plumbing today at 445-3329 or visit their website at CompleteHVAC.org.
Hi, this is Megan Berg with People's National Bank. Do you shop on multiple online websites? Are you tired of having to enter your card number and address for every online purchase? People's National Bank has a solution for you. Visa Checkout allows you to safely shop multiple websites and have multiple shipping addresses with just one username and password. It's simple, speedy, and a safe way to pay online. People's National Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Sports Talk on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWRadio.com. Derek Dunn with you here on this Saturday morning, November 10th, 2018. Taking a look at the schedule here today. Junior high girls basketball, Center Street will be taking on Casey at the Summersville Shootout. Summersville Shootout located over there on the east side of Mount Vernon. High school volleyball state tournament class 1A. Now, this game is underway. Don't have an update for it, but it just started not too long ago. Grayville taking on Decatur St. Teresa for third place. And then Newark will be taking on Hartsburg Emden at 10:30 approximately for the state championship in 1A. Meanwhile, over there on the 2A side for third place, Champaign St. Thomas More will be taking on Nashville. That is going to be happening here at actually 12:25 this afternoon approximately. Also for the championship, Galena taking on Pleasant Plains. That match will start at 1:55 p.m. approximately, according to the IHSA website. Again, their website, ihsa.org. High school football, the quarterfinals. This is round number 3 here. Class 1A, Lena Winslow will be at Aurora Christian. Dakota be on the road taking on Forreston. Argenta Orellana, they're going to be traveling to Central A&M to take on Mawikwa. Also, Camp Point Central, they're hosting Concord Triopia. In Class 2A, Gibson City, Melvin Sibley will be at Sterling Newman. Also, Lennard, Eastland, Pearl City will be at Orion. Downs Tri-Valley, they're on the road. They're going to be taking on Decatur, St. Teresa, and Maroa Forsyth hosting Tuscola. Class 3A, Byron hosting Lyle Senior. Hersher hosting Monmouth Roseville. Monticello on the road. They're going to be taking on the Greenville Comets. And then Williamsville, the Bullets. They're going to be at Carlinville taking on the Cavaliers. Class 4A, Elmhurst IC Catholic taking on Marenga. Also Richmond Burton at Cole City. Rochester, Powerhouse in 4A, they're going to be taking on the Taylorville Tornadoes at Taylorville. Also, Effingham, they're hosting Kankakee and McNamara, the battle for I-57 there. Taking a look at college football action, 11 a.m. this morning. The Illini, they're going to be on the road taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. You can hear that game on WFI, WAM 1390 at 103.3 FM. Also, area-wise, Eastern Illinois taking on Austin Peay and Ohio Valley Conference action. And the Salukis of Southern Illinois taking on South Dakota State. NBA, the Bulls, they had the night off last night. They're going to be taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And the NHL, the Blackhawks at Philadelphia. Stay tuned. We'll wrap up sports talk here on 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. Be right back here in just a moment.
Heavy metal is out. Polymer is in. Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods has a great price on the American-made 5.56 caliber ATI Omni Hybrid. It has a 16-inch barrel and is all polymer. Buy now for the low price of $485 plus tax. One 30-round magazine comes with your purchase. All state and federal laws apply. Also, now's the time to fill up your propane tank for winter. That's at Wainwright Propane and Sporting Goods, 1423 West Main in Fairfield, 8 to 5 weekdays, Saturdays 8 to noon.
Where are you guaranteed to get the highest in customer satisfaction, a real person, never an answering machine, and the latest in banking technologies? This is Janet Peach from Citizens National Bank of Albion. We're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area, and for good reason.
And this is Dina Moore. We take a no-nonsense, no-fluff approach to banking and no hidden fees. Come in and talk to one of our customer service and lending professionals at any one of our six locations.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, member FDIC.
You are listening to 104.9 WFIW and WFIWradio.com. We'd like to thank our sponsors for sponsoring Sports Talk. If you have heard any of these sponsors, please take the time and thank them. Swing on by these respective businesses or give them a call on the phone and tell them how much you appreciate their sponsorship of this fun sports show. I want to go ahead and tell you that this episode of Sports Talk will be posted online at WFIWradio.com underneath the About Us page. Again, go to our website, WFIWradio.com, click on About Us, and you'll see Sports Talk. You can also listen to past episodes as well on there. Also want to thank the coaches that were featured here this morning, Tanya Conrad of Fairfield Community High School and Jonathan Hinton over there at Edwards County High School over in Albion. I'm Derek Dunn. That wraps up Sports Talk for this Saturday. Thanks for listening. Also, thank you to our veterans as well here on this Veterans Day weekend. I'm Derek Dunn. Have a great weekend and be safe.
Thanks for listening. Sports Talk can be heard Saturday mornings just after 9 on WFIW 104.9 and WFIWradio.com. Sports Talk is a production of WFIW and WFIWradio.com Sports. We'll see you next week.